Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Will he or won't he play tomorrow? That's the question. Jaden Daniels, we know we'll see some starters maybe, but it's... Come on, we all know it's all about the quarterback. Nick Ashew, Team 980. J.P. Finley jumps on with me, host of Beamich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm just going to straight up ask you, dude, do you know anything? Is he playing? Is he not? Because the suspense is killing me, J.P.
I won't say I know anything, but I definitely think he's going to play.
I think we lost you there. Can you say that again? Did you say you think he's going to play?
Yeah, dude, you got me. I'm not going to say I know it. I'm not reporting anything, but I definitely think he plays like a series.
Okay. All right. Now, I mean, obviously we know at this point, like, you know, this is a new offense. You've got a whole, you know, a bunch of moving parts that are there. I assume we can probably expect to see very little, obviously, in terms of what the offense is going to be. But if you had, and I know you're only speculating on this, but if you had to speculate what that, you know, his work looks like, is it, you know, just kind of trying to hand the ball off, just get kind of a rhythm? Like, is that really all they'd probably look for at this point?
I mean, if you're going to have him out there, you're going to let him run the offense. Now, I think they won't go full force on the offense. You're not going to see, you know, some of the stuff we've seen in practice at Ashburn, but I think he'll certainly get a couple pass attempts. And, it, you know, it's... If the plan is a series, that could mean three and out, but that could mean a 14-play drive. So I would be shocked if he plays and doesn't have a pass, although I guess that did happen last year.
Yeah.
So that was kind of bizarre circumstances.
I know, it's funny because it made us think they were going to run the hell out of the football last year, and then that really wasn't, you know, the case. All right, so in terms of other...
I think they will protect him, though.
Yeah. So, listen, beyond, obviously, Jaden Daniels, again, we can only speculate at this point. I get it, and that's fine. Like, I don't know. I'll admit it, dude. I got scars from, you know, previous injuries and all this stuff watching them where I'm just like, God, I don't know, just want to see him get hurt. But there's a lot of people that certainly have stuff to prove in these preseason games. Like, in terms of the more of, like, the Robert Henry Juniors and some of those types of guys that really can make a name for themselves throughout the rest of the preseason, do you see an opportunity here where there are, you know, maybe four running backs that are actually kept on this roster, where there's some more surprise names that you could see maybe standing out that maybe weren't looked at as part of this roster at the beginning that now could be? Because I'll tell you what, if Robert Henry Jr. keeps running the ball the way he does, JP, it's going to be hard to cut him, right?
Yeah, you know, that's so tricky with running backs because I think they're going to keep four tight ends. I think Yankoff is on this team. Yankoff's a guy that's played 20 games for them over the last 2 years. And I think you're at least going six receivers, if not seven. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they can keep four running backs. And certainly Robert Henry has looked good, but the running back position has been devalued across the league. I'm sure they think they can get him to the practice squad. So, barring some other injuries, you know, Jeremy McNichols is a guy they really, really like in that building. Maybe he's a potential short-term IR guy. But, like, they're going to keep White. They're going to keep Bill. They just drafted Fat Man. So, I think there's a numbers crunch for Henry. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to see Bill or White on Saturday because both are dealing with, you know, minor injuries. So, like, he can continue to impress and force his way on.
How much concern is there for the continued in and out for Nick Allegretti?
There's got to be some concern, right? I mean, I asked Dan Quinn that the other day. Like, hey, I know you guys are confident in him, and I know that you keep saying he's going to be back, but, like, what's the impact at this point that he hasn't really practiced at all in camp? And Quinn allowed, like, yeah, you know, there is some impact to this. They're missing time on task, and I think it sounded like DQ really wants Allegretti to be able to go next week, especially for that joint practice in Baltimore. So I think we kind of keep an eye on that. Like, Quinn said he expects him back Monday. They have a walkthrough at the facility Monday that is not open to the media. And who knows what level of walking they're doing in these walkthroughs that we're not there for. But I think you'd really like to see Allegretti on the field Wednesday against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Talking to J.P. Finley, Nick Ashew, Team 980. On the other side of things, I mean, we know this defense was a massive liability last year. They've made a ton of changes from coordinator all the way down. From what you've seen from this defense, and I understand there's only so much at this point, but, like, how much do you see in terms of a difference from this defense right now, from philosophy, obviously, to the players that are actually out there versus what you saw last year?
I mean, I'd say both are night and day different. Mm-hmm. The philosophy is wildly different. The philosophy might be more different than the personnel, and the personnel is pretty darn different. Philosophically, they're super aggressive, exotic, and try to disguise coverages. They didn't do any of that with Joe Witt. They did a little more kind of blitzing once Dan Quinn took over late in the season, but I think it's going to be far more aggressive. They're going to try to take the fight to the opponent. And then the personnel is a pretty significant overhaul. I mean, they spent a bunch of money. You got a lot of new guys on the D-line. You spend the number 7 overall pick on a linebacker. I think Nick Cross might lead this team in snaps. I wouldn't be shocked if he's out there like almost 100% of the snaps. So I think it's going to look dramatically different. Does that mean dramatically better? I don't know. We'll kind of find out. But I do think dramatically different.
Which I think we'd all probably take different compared to last year, so I don't think anybody's going to argue that.
It could hardly be worse, right?
Right.
Right. Even if they improve 10 spots, they'd still be in the bottom third in the NFL, which is really insane.
I mean, even if they could just, I don't know, get some open field tackles consistently, JP, I think we'd be off to a good start with this team, and then we, you know, go from there. Right. We'll take that.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball. Home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Sonny Styles, we didn't see much, obviously, in his first preseason game. Do we expect to maybe see more in terms of, like, I know people like to use the word unleashing, and he's still a rookie, and there's a lot to bring into the whole situation. I don't know. I just didn't get overly concerned about, hey, we didn't see a lot of Sonny Styles. Do you think we'll see more, and what do you think his role looks like early on in the regular season?
I think we'll see more for sure. It's interesting, you know, people get really caught up in, like, the green dot and all that. I do mm-hmm. think that's his role, and I think, you know, because it's kind of playing that 3-4 base, it's not exactly like a traditional middle linebacker, like a Mike. I think they probably put Chenal on the strong side and then Sonny on at the will. But, like, we'll see how that evolves. They also play – like, one thing that's been really interesting this training camp is how multiple they are, both offensively and defensively. I think we're going to see a ton of Styles. I think he's going to hit the ground running. I think it's really, really foolish to draw conclusions from that first preseason game, especially when none of the – I don't want to say none because it's a, you know, rotating cast, but a lot of the main actors on the defensive front that are expected to make a big impact weren't on the field. That said, you'd like to see this defense look a lot better against Detroit than they did against Miami. Like, I was there for the joint practices against Miami, and the Commanders' defense looked great. Now, a lot of those guys didn't play in the game, and that first drive for the Dolphins was pretty one-sided. I mean, the Dolphins kind of shoved it on them. Detroit is a really good offense, so this is actually a really good test, and I think we're going to see a lot of the presumed starters for week one, but you still are dealing with injuries. Like, Adafa always missed time. Daron Payne mysteriously missed some time. Chaseon, I'm not sure you're going to see what we expect to see week one in Philly, so it might not be like the full picture, but you would certainly like to see this look a lot better.
Yeah, and I mean, Trey Amos has missed a ton of time on top of that too, and, you know, he's somebody that could use all the reps that he could get. Is that a concern at all in terms of where he is in terms of fighting back from injury and continuing to deal with that too?
That's full-blown concern. I don't know how it couldn't be. You know, he hadn't played since, I think, November. He gets on the practice field for a day, and then there's soreness. That's a legit question mark, man. And, like, I got nothing on that. I wish I did. I'm asking, but I got – there's not much information there. I think they are wondering what's going on.
I think that's probably the worst part about this is when you got a young guy that doesn't really get those opportunities and he's always hurt. It hurts the development, JP. It hurts the opportunities of just getting those reps. And then when he's not out there, I mean, that's a second-round pick. That's a commitment they made to somebody that you haven't seen a lot of so far this year. So, all right, JP Finley, good to talk to you, buddy. Really appreciate you jumping on. And maybe we'll know soon whether Jaden Daniels is playing or not.
Yeah, I very strongly think he is, but we'll find out.
We will find out soon enough. All right, man. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Later, man.
All right. Yeah, look, it feels more than likely that he's going to play. Again, I'll admit, I'm in that group of, like, if he doesn't play, I'm not going to be upset. I'm really not. Anthony, will you be on the edge of your seat every snap hoping Jaden Daniels doesn't get hurt? I just might. I'm going to be honest with you. I just might. I'm also going to be doing a show during it as well, so you'll hear me panic live on both of our stations, actually, tomorrow. So there'll be that, too.
I mean, the thing is, I'm not too over... I mean, granted, he did have three different injuries last year. But I'm not, like, too cautious about it. Again, I just rather have an insurance or, I guess, security behind us with Marcus Mariota. But I think he's going to be fine. I think this season he's going to be fine. I think when you look at the injuries that he had, they were some pretty bizarre, like, injuries, like especially the elbow one, the knee sprain one, like hyperextended, like mm-hmm. that happens to us, you know. And then what was the one? Oh, the hamstring one against Dallas. That was just a weird, awkward falling.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I know he's been hurt, and a lot of people, you know, are blowing it out of proportion. But I'm not one of those people that are just like, oh, he's injury prone. Like, I don't fully believe that. So,
yeah, I mean, you have to get to a certain point where you develop that reputation of being injury prone. But he did have injuries in college, so that does that can follow you.
Yeah.
And listen, that was the concern before they drafted him. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we saw those highlights on Twitter of him getting speared by guys and turned into a sideways U.
For sure.
Yeah. So it's like it's there. But again, when you're a quarterback that is mobile, you are putting yourself in harm's way the minute you step out of the pocket. And I mean, it can happen in the pocket, too.
Yep.
It's not like it totally changes. By the way, was JP in a cafeteria, maybe? Where do you think he was?
So he was actually at the airport. He's headed to Detroit.
Okay.
And yeah, he told me that earlier today. That's why we had to like move him up a little bit, because he said he might be on his flight. And I said, why'd you tell me tomorrow will be better then?
Yeah, we could have had him yesterday. But listen, I appreciate JP coming on no matter what, but I was like, I'm trying to figure out where he was. I was like, he's in a place with a lot of people. I can tell that that's what's going on. So there's something there. All right. Well, we'll know soon enough. I'm waiting. There are no alerts. There's no texts, no push notifications about any starters for the Commanders. We're probably just not going to know until they actually have inactives tomorrow, which means we sit and we wait, and then we figure it out after that. Nick Hashut, Team 980.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.